Delaware lawmakers have introduced bipartisan legislation that, if passed, would qualify terminally ill patients of all ages for medical marijuana to treat pain, anxiety, and depression. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports from the Delaware desk.
When Rich Jester's father, Robert, took medicinal marijuana oil to alleviate the side effects of treatments for a stage 3 lung cancer, Jester saw a vast difference.
Before cannabis oil, my dad never got out of bed. After cannabis oil, my father was always downstairs or in the kitchen or up or outside.
But when his father sought approval for a state-issued ID to take cannabis legally, Jester says his father's doctor refused and threatened to report him if he continued using it. Jester said his father declined instantly. Jester expressed frustration to Democratic State Representative Paul Bomback, whose legislation would add terminal illness to the qualifying conditions for receiving medication.
We have anecdotal evidence of medical marijuana being effective there, and yet we also know, and I've spoken to a constituent who has cancer, and it drove her nuts that she either had to be a criminal and break the law in the state or be able to avoid the kind of narcotic pain medicine that is typically prescribed.
Bob's bill, named after Jester's late father, would allow terminally ill patients with less than a year to live to use medicinal marijuana with a physician's approval. Qualifying conditions now include cancer, HIV/AIDS, and intractable epilepsy. Those under 18 are eligible if they have intractable epilepsy or other chronic diseases. Under Bomback's legislation, children would still be restricted to oil products, which don't result in a high. Jester says he hopes more Delawareans will be able to use medicinal marijuana to ease their final days.
When you're terminally ill, you have few choices in life. And when it comes down to it, you should be allowed to choose how you spend your last days.
From the Delaware desk, I'm Zoe Reed, WHYY News.